This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. After reports of a ceasefire gave hope to thousands of civilians in the besieged eastern section of Aleppo, Syria, within hours, the fighting resumed and innocent civilians are reportedly not being allowed to leave the Syrian city. A Russian brokered peace deal fell apart last night and Russian air power reportedly went back to work. Samantha Power, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, could not contain her outrage.
Are you truly incapable of shame? Is there literally nothing that can shame you? Is there no act of barbarism against civilians, no execution of a child that gets under your skin, that just creeps you out a little bit?
The accounting and investigation of civilian atrocities in Aleppo promises to tell a grim story of wide international involvement, including that of Russia, as Senator Ben Cardin mentioned just a few moments ago. But for now, the bombs rain down once again. Karim Shaheen is a Middle East reporter for The Guardian, based in Istanbul, Turkey.
The ceasefire seems to be unraveling at this point. The airstrikes have resumed. People on the ground are telling us that the shelling is extremely intense, almost worse than what it was before the ceasefire. The ceasefire, of course, was negotiated to begin last night and was supposed to endure until the rebels and the civilians who are in the besieged districts of Aleppo are evacuated. Unfortunately, the deal was broken. Turks who helped negotiate the agreement with Russia say that the Iranian-backed militias that are fighting alongside the regime of Bashar al-Assad broke the agreement and are objecting to the evacuation of the civilians.
Is that who U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, is talking to at the United Nations, pleading, are you incapable of shame? Is it the militias she's speaking to, or is it someone higher up?
She's speaking to all three major powers that are backing Assad, basically the Syrian government, the Iranian government, and the Russian government. The Russians have obviously been absolutely crucial for the regime's advances due to their deployment of their air power. The Iranian-backed militias have been spearheading the assault for much of the last few months. They were also implicated in potential crimes over the last couple of days by the United Nations, which said one of the militias that originally comes from Iraq had carried out extrajudicial killings and summary executions as they swept through. So the U.S. ambassador was referring to all three collectively. And what we're seeing now on the ground is sort of the fissures and the competing interests in this alliance, because Russia was able to negotiate the ceasefire deal with the Turks without the involvement of the Assad regime and without the involvement of the militias. And it's the militias now that are defying Russia and holding it up.
Well, Karim, these, tweets and internet postings saying goodbye, why can't you help us, world, from inside the rubble are so disheartening and demoralizing to read, even though you have no idea where they're coming from.
They are. They absolutely break your heart. Over the last couple of days, this has been an ongoing feature of the conversations we've been having with the people who are still in East Aleppo. Just last night, after the deal emerged, the news of the ceasefire deal and the evacuation, I received this message from a doctor that I'd been in touch with for a long time, and he was wounded in airstrikes in the past that had targeted his hospital. And he was extremely happy. You know, he was telling me that he's really saddened by the fact that he's going to be leaving Aleppo. But he was heartened by the fact that we might get to meet one day and that, they might survive the ongoing massacres. Today, these same people are sending us messages, telling us, save us, tell people to stop these massacres. We want to leave. We want to live in peace. And so it's even more heartbreaking now that, once they've made their goodbyes and that they were given hope again that they might be able to leave, those hopes were dashed with the unraveling of the ceasefire agreement.
Speaking to us from Istanbul, Turkey, Karim Shaheen is a Middle East reporter for The Guardian. Thanks so much, Karim.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.